All right.
We better stretch.
Gotta warm it up.
Gotta stretch out a little bit. I don't wanna pull a hammy.
Yeah, given how long we've been off of it.
Yeah, we've been gone a little while. Hey everybody. TDF Radio back on the air. Doing it live.
As always. And by that I mean we're delayed slightly.
You're gonna hear this in about an hour from now. But
ish.
Hour ish. Depends on how long we talk for, I guess.
Also, I gotta like encode.
That's true.
Shit takes time.
That's true.
Like 2 minutes.
So we are exactly one half of TDF Radio.
Exactly a half. It's rather unfortunate, actually.
It's a little unfortunate, but it's all right.
I mean, there's still 1/4 that is sort of never graced us with her presence.
No, she's never graced us with her presence. She says that she's going to have to be very, very intoxicated in order to get on the air.
Ridiculous. Dude.
It'll happen.
If you come to where we broadcast from, our pirate location, there is no lack of intoxication here.
That's true. So my name is Todd Worthington, screaming on the mic as always from America's Finest City.
And James Ridgewood, although you will not be from America's Finest City for that much longer.
No.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
We will. We're going to start with our unique facts. James, how about you give us yours?
I totally have not thought of one.
Okay.
So.
Well,
you go ahead, and then while you're doing it, I will try to think of something.
That sounds fair.
Mildly interesting.
Okay. Well, my name is James Ridgewood.
No, you're not. Liar.
All right, you're right. My name is Todd Worthington, and I hate cyclists. Period. All of them. I hate them.
That's kind of fucked up, man.
I hate them.
Share the road and shit.
That's the thing. That's part of why I hate them, is they expect, they are a second class of people, expect us to share the road, and I'm all for it. They do not share.
That's true.
Cyclists
That's true.
Do not share well.
At the same time, like, when a cyclist hits your car, you know, you sort of maybe get a dent or maybe not. When you hit a cyclist, like, they usually get hurt. I've actually seen a couple cyclists get hurt on the way to work. It was, get hit by cars. Not, like,
Jeez.
Full speed, but, you know, like, I mean, usually, I've never seen anybody get badly hurt, but, you know, I'll see, like a shuttle or something, like, you know, maybe like a 15-passenger van sort of, like, pull in front of one and, like, you know, the guy falls off his bike. Shit like that.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody like, nothing that anybody would have to go to the hospital for.
I happened upon a cyclist getting hit by a bus.
Jeez.
I didn't see it happen. Up in San Francisco, the roads up there are just shared by everybody. And
yeah, I would assume that up there they'd share the road pretty seriously.
It's sort of every man for himself up there.
There's trolleys trying to hit a bus, trying to hit a cyclist.
Yeah, we were walking along in the financial district and... you know, the street was shut down. The traffic was crazy. We see all these emergency vehicles, and we see a bus just stopped, not moving. One of those ones with the cables up top and whatever. And sure enough, there was a bike bent up underneath it, and they were loading some dude into an ambulance.
That sounds horrible.
Yeah. But, you know, aside from that guy getting hurt, you know, I'm not advocating for people to go out and run down cyclists like it's a game.
Not necessarily.
I just feel very deeply that cyclists don't share well. They, you know, They want to share the road, but get in front of you and go slow. They don't observe traffic signs. And hey, if we're sharing the road, you got to follow the same signs I do, asshole.
Have you seen this shit that they do in downtown San Diego? Maybe they do it in other places too, where like they will get literally hundreds of cyclists and they will just clog up the whole road for a whole night.
I know some people that joined it, and I from work, and I yelled at them for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
It sort of does bother me because, you know, they yell and shit and they're loud. And literally, I've tried to fucking cross the street, and I crossed the street safely, and one of them yelled at me for fucking crossing the street as a pedestrian. I'm a fucking pedestrian. If you hit me, I will fucking break you.
Pedestrians.
And I have the right of way, fucker.
In the hierarchy of things, pedestrians have, you know, carte blanche.
I know.
You can jaywalk.
That's why California is great.
Yeah. You have carte blanche. You get hit by anything, whether you're doing something right or wrong. If you're walking, you're going to win.
You know what's sort of...
You might die, but you'll win. Your family will win the lawsuit.
Maybe. I mean, you know, if it's a total accident, like, you're just not winning anything. You know, they'll just be like, oh, it was an accident. I'm sorry. I killed your daughter. You know, what's pretty hilarious is, like, in some places... Like Germany, for example, which, you know, you'd expect this from there. Like if you're jaywalking there,
they put you on a train and send you to a camp.
Better. No, you're like walking across the street, but you're jaywalking, and it's late at night, and a car accidentally hits you. You're billed for the damage to the car.
Jesus.
Because you shouldn't have been there. You damaged that car, and it was your fault, and so you are liable for the damage to the car.
Wow. I wonder what they do to jaywalkers in Singapore.
You know, it's probably like a caning and then you know, maybe execution.
Well, most likely.
Yeah.
But their city's clean.
I might go to Singapore, actually, in March.
Oh, yeah?
We're sort of talking about Singapore or Hong Kong. I'm going to a wedding in Manila. Well, it's actually not in Manila, but I'm going to a wedding in the Philippines, and then I'm sort of like going on an Asia tour.
Right on.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty dope. Like, basically, we fly into Manila, and then we take one of those, like, scary hoppers that you, like, hear about crashing all the time.
Right.
We fly out of an airport where they, like, sell chickens and shit.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
I'm actually not making this up. This is, like, nothing against the Philippines. It seems like an awesome place, but, no, there are literally chickens in the terminal and shit, from what I've heard. Anyway.
But, yeah, so I'm going to go to, like, this island off of the Philippines, and that's where the wedding's going to be. And then... me and the GF, we're gonna sort of fly around, do a little bit of Asia tour. I sort of was talking about going to Singapore, where, you know, I would make sure that I throw out all of my gum before I get there so I don't get canings. But we were also talking about going to Hong Kong, which also seems pretty awesome, although I hear it smells like a sewer, but, you know, that sounds okay.
Really?
I've heard that. But other than the fact that it, or the potential fact that it smells like a sewer, I've heard that Hong Kong is fucking dope.
Interesting.
But yeah, other than that, I sort of want to go to like Seoul. I don't know.
Are you going to like all of these countries?
I mean, I'm talking about it now, and then you realize like when I actually plan the trip and realize how much this shit costs, like things are going to get cut.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I intend to take off like 3 to 4 weeks off of work and, you know, do some serious shit.
Nice.
Go to some serious places and bring lots of money.
Right
on. And then lose it. I'm not going to Macau, if that's not what I was implying there.
Well, is there any good gambling around Asia?
There is gambling, but there is not good gambling. So, no. In Singapore, actually. So they have casinos in Singapore. If you are not, if you are a foreign citizen, a citizen of any other country, and not a resident of Singapore, you can get into these casinos for free. If you are a resident of Singapore... There's a $70 U.S. entry fee per day.
What?
Yeah, they don't want their own citizens losing money.
Smart.
I know.
Those guys are smart, man.
I know. It actually makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a buddy who went to Macau. He said it was horrible. He was like, you know, I was sitting in Macau and I was trying to get drinks and they were like, oh, you want alcohol? Oh, yeah, it's free, but just nobody really asks for it. Because everybody's like super intense about their gambling, and I don't know. It sounds horrible. Oh, it sounds like the opposite of Vegas.
You got to be super intense about your drinking.
Yeah,
and then maybe
agreed.
Gamble a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, aren't you supposed to like loosen up a little bit and then that's how the casinos make their money?
Yeah.
But no, apparently in Asia, everybody's going to gamble anyway. And so
it's just a given.
Yeah.
And so drinking is just going to distract them
from
their gambling.
I mean, dude, you might miss marking down that the banker won a particular hand of baccarat. This sounds horrible.
Well,
this is not the place that I want to gamble. Also, like, what sports do they have there? That sounds terrible.
Yeah. Speaking of sports, let's check in on the...
On the Padres?
Yeah.
You mean the National League West leading Padres?
Yeah, how many games left? It's like six or seven, right?
Oh, Padres scored.
Padres are up. Who
Miguel
scored?
Miguel Tejada grounded out to second. Will Venable scored.
Right, we'll take it.
Yeah, no, I mean, if they... They were before this game. Well, San Francisco won today, so I think San Diego's up on like slight differential. But if San Diego wins this game, I think they're still up a half a game. But if they lose this game, they're down a half a game.
All right. Well, we're doing something new, and we're gonna check in with the Padres throughout the podcast here.
That we are. I mean, I know in the earlier podcast back when we formerly used to. Broadcast on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. I was sort of baffled at how well the Padres are doing. And now, you know, we've got like 2 weeks left in the season and the Padres are still in it. This is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
They don't deserve it. Well, I mean, they deserve it, but
yeah.
I'm surprised.
Well, you know, they dropped like a whole bunch of games in a row.
Yeah, they dropped like 10. I mean, don't get me wrong, like I bet them at the beginning of the season to win over 71.5 games.
Hmm.
Which would put them at, you know, a good solid only 10 under 500 to cover that. And they're currently what, like, you know, 18 games over 500? It's ridiculous.
Nice.
They're killing it.
So you're going to make a little money on the Padres?
Money's already locked up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Made money on
I
the
made
Padres.
Made money on the Padres.
Right on.
Yeah. They had to win 72 games. They won 72 games like a month and a half ago or something.
Right on. Nice.
Yeah, it was not complaining.
So, James, let's hear your... Unique
okay.
Fact.
I do have
Did
my
you
fact.
Think of one?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to try to remember it. And I hope that I haven't said this before, because if I did, that would just make me like a hardcore douche. But this is sort of an interesting fact about me. I like bars that are empty. Like,
yeah.
I just don't like other people in my bar. I mean, you know, there could be like a couple other people, but in general... I don't want to have to wait to get drinks. Like, when I go to a bar to drink, I'm there to drink. I don't fucking care who else is there. I'm there to drink by myself or with whoever I came into the bar with.
And
I don't want somebody getting in my fucking way. Like,
I like it.
If I have to wait 5 minutes to get a drink, I will walk to the next bar. I will spend the next 5 minutes walking to the next bar, and I'll get a fucking drink there.
Where nobody's at.
Yeah. So, like, for example, and I'm going to just start throwing out names of bars because... You know, whatever. They don't give us money yet, but they will soon. So, when I, we won't say anything about where I live, but there is a bar, and at one point in my life, I lived near it. This bar is called Stout Public House. It is downtown. It's actually a very fine establishment.
It's a great bar.
It's a great bar. It is at, it's on, 6th between B and C. And when I lived there, this bar was brand new. Brand new. And so it was dead every single night. Weekend,
mm-hmm.
weekday,
mm-hmm.
didn't matter. Like, I could roll in, I could have food on my fucking table in 10 minutes. I could have a drink in my hand in a minute. You know? And it was awesome. And then, you know, as this bar was open longer and longer... You know, people figure this place out, and they're like, oh, you know, Stout is a pretty dope bar. And they were right, you know, and I can't fault them for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I've been inside Stout in like 9 months.
Just because it's always packed.
Just because it is fucking packed all the time. I mean, and it's not even like on a weekday night, it's probably not that packed. But on a weekend, like, there will be like 20 or 25 people in there. Back when it used to be like six. And that was when it was awesome. And I'm happy for the guys because they're, like, you know, making more money and shit. But at the same time, now I go to a different bar because, you know, whatever.
Can't do
I
it.
Can't deal with it. to just to throw out my new bar, Downtown Johnny Brown's. That's my new bar. It is inside the Civic Center, and it apparently is packed.
It's been there.
Yeah.
Been there.
It's dope.
Great place.
It's packed up like right after working time. So if you're there at like 5, 6, it's packed. Like fucking packed on a weekday, especially because all the city workers who work in the Civic Center and shit like that, they're all there.
I carried Stacy's former boss home or back to his office drunk as shit from that bar.
Good bar.
He
great beer selection too.
They went out celebrating something, some good thing that happened at their work, and he just kept buying drinks. Love me. Never. I hadn't met the guy until that night, and I'm carrying him back home. He's slumped over me.
Is he big? Like, do you drink him under? Did you drink a big fucking guy under the table?
I don't know how much this. I think this dude's kind of like a family guy. He was taller than me. And I think his wife was kind of a bitch, and he's got kids, and he just, you know, he saw an opportunity and he went for it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean,
I heard that he slept at his office and didn't call his wife and tell him that he wasn't coming home.
I think I heard this story like 3 years ago or 4 years ago.
It was amazing.
Before Stacy, went into law school, wasn't it?
No. No.
Oh. All right.
No, concurrent with graduate work.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I know I heard this story at some point.
It was amazing.
It was just more recent than
guy's phenomenal.
Than I thought. But yeah, that bar is fucking dope. Like, basically, I mean, I don't want to say I'm there all the time because that would be a lie. But when I go there, I love it that I roll into a bar and like nobody's there, and even like. You know, I'll be smoking a cigar out on the patio, and the one guy working there who's not in the kitchen, like the one guy serving drinks, nobody's in there. So he'll like, you know, roll outside on the patio and like smoke a bunch of herb. And he just does this because he's like, nobody's fucking here. I can just smoke herb on the job. It's amazing.
Nice.
Like, this bar kicks ass now. So don't go there, because then I'll stop.
Yeah, then James has to find a new place.
Yeah, and I will. Don't worry. It's under control. I already have, like, a couple queued up in case, like, you know, I need to fucking get a new bar.
Let's keep them under wraps.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'll just throw out one more. There's one up at, like...
you can't hold it back.
Nah. I don't even know the name of this one. It's on 5th. I think it's between Elm and Fir. And it's, like...
That's a weird...
It's way the fuck up there. And there's nobody who lives up there other than like it's all like single occupancy apartments and shit like that. But the bar is actually sort of upscale, but they only serve canned beer. That's sort of their thing.
We saw that place.
Tin Can or something.
Yeah.
That's the name of it. And all they do is serve canned beer. But they'll have badass beers in cans because a bunch of breweries are like, you know, selling beers in cans.
Really? Cans are making a comeback.
Cans are making a comeback, man.
How about that?
Yeah. Anyway, but yeah, I even have more than that, but I'm not going to throw any more out because, you know, if you want to have your bar like thrown out in the middle of our show, you can always, you know, send an email to tweet at TDF Radio and, you know, throw us some money at PayPal and maybe we'll fucking make some shit happen.
Find us, as always, find us on Facebook.
We are on Facebook.
Speaking of social networking, we got a... We got a direct message on our Twitter. We haven't opened our Twitter in a while.
Yeah, this one was from April 28th.
That
just shows you it is currently what, like September 21st?
We've called this dude out before.
It's JB.
JB.
23rd. It's September 23rd, 2010.
JB asks, when's the live streaming going to start? Figure out the delay, James.
So, just to throw it out there, I will start to work on this. I actually started to read about some services where we can get this shit done for cheap or free, which is sort of the way that our entire podcast goes. Like, if shit is not cheap or free, we do not do it.
Yeah, this is a cheap-ass show.
And don't get me wrong, like, I'm shouting right now into, like, a, whatever, $60 microphone or something.
These are good. 40, this is 40. Good stuff.
Whatever. They're solid.
It's
but,
good enough.
Know. $40 is doable. If I have to pay like $40 a month to fucking stream audio.
It's not happening.
No.
No.
But if I can do it for like $3 a month, shit.
But I think it's worth talking about some of the changes that are going to be coming up to the show here.
All right. Yeah.
So this one's a little tough.
Bitch.
A little tough for your boy here. But Stacy and I are moving. We are moving out of America's Finest City. And that's a bummer.
The podcast is still going to be from America's Finest City, though.
It will originate here. But just like we do with Ray, it's going to be kind of a three-way Skyping.
But it's all going to be hosted here.
It's all going to be hosted in America's Finest City. It will remain America's Finest podcast no matter where it's coming from,
and,
I think.
And still you're not, I mean, you're leaving America's Finest City, which is clearly stupid. I mean, you know, whatever. But at least you're not moving to Rhode Island.
That's true. I am staying.
Raymond is, you know.
He's out there.
Is he actually still living in Rhode Island, though? I mean, I don't want to. I mean, I'm just going to throw out a little teaser of maybe our next show. But I know he moved in with his GF, which is sort of.
That's a big deal.
It's a big fucking deal for him, you know.
Good for him.
Good for him, whatever. Yeah. But
we're happy for you, buddy.
Now,
get back on the show.
Get back on the show, fucker. Make this happen, you know. Send her out with a night with the girlfriends, and then, you know, you can have a night with the boys for once, fucker.
It's the one time that it's okay to say, I need to go close the door in the other room and be in front of my computer for an hour.
You can also beat off after the show. We don't care.
That's all right.
We won't tell anybody.
If you need to do that, that's
all
right.
Yeah, it's all good. However, now, last I checked, though, she lived in Brooklyn.
And
he lived in Rhode Island.
Right.
And those things, I mean, you know, my East Coast geography sucks balls because, you know, I'm from California.
Right.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
But those things are not close. They are, I definitely drove between them through Foxwoods. Which is a casino. It's actually the largest casino in North America. But, those things are not close together.
He was driving a bunch.
Yeah.
So
it's like 3 hours driving or so.
Yeah.
So are they living somewhere in the middle? Are they living in, like, you know, Connecticut or something? Or did she move up there or did he move down there and he's commuting?
I think that she moved to Rhode Island.
I didn't know what she did for
She must not listen to the show.
Yeah, clearly not. Yeah, send us a tweet or something. Shit.
Yeah. We could see if you could see if maybe he's
on the Skype.
If he's either on Skype or if he's on his Google chat right now.
I don't see him on anything.
All right.
So, let me check GChat. Negative. No.
No. Oh well. But no, I'm not moving across the country. I'm not moving. I'm moving kind of to a different extreme of weather, extreme of heat. I'm moving out to the desert.
The desert.
The desert.
See, I'm not actually that worried about this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a little sad lose my boy Todd. But at the same time, I sort of think he and Stacy are going to go stir crazy and they're going to be back in America's Finest City within a year. That's sort of my guess. I mean, I know that there's employment involved.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. I think you're just going to suck it up and move back at some point. And I mean, I'm not telling you what to do. You got to do what you got to do. I'm not trying to be a dick about it.
No, I don't think you're being a dick about it. I gotcha. Yeah. I know what you mean. You know, I was out there this week, just yesterday, and... You know, it's not San Diego. It's just not. It's. I've accepted that.
Bunch of gay men at the.
No, around. I mean where we're at isn't like that part of Palm Springs, which kind of sucks because, like, you know, we're in Hillcrest now, and Hillcrest is fucking awesome.
That's true.
You know,
I wasn't dogging. No. Palm Springs.
Not. Not where we're going to be living, but apparently we're pretty close walking distance to a few drinking establishments, you know.
Solid.
Got a pool.
You can do
your class
from there if you want.
Yeah. I can go wherever I want. Your boys bringing the mixer, mic, and
which
headphones.
He puts me in the awkward position of having to order a new mixer. Douche.
Well, I'm moving out there and I don't have a job, so you've got a job, so that's
That is true.
That's how it's gonna go. We're gonna find a cheap one. Gonna find a cheap thing. All you gotta do is make this mic talk with that computer. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. It's not super complicated.
So
my drink is dry, by the way, so I think we do need a booze break here.
Mine's dry too. It's been I've been nursing the bottom half of it, so
we've been doing good here. We're like 25 minutes in.
Okay. Stand by. Now, for those of you who keep track of the
quantity of fucks in the show,
which
by the way, I would say today has been lower than average.
Much lower than average. I remember the last time that we did this, you got angry about the F word and just were dropping it. Drop it like it's hot.
Well, I mean, that happens.
Like, angrily. You were especially like, fucking fuck.
Especially when I've been drinking.
Right.
So, I'm an angry Irish, German, angry...
Something or other.
Something. I don't know.
Well, for those of you who keep track, this next song is aptly titled, Fuck You. And all of the fucks in this song count.
They count, fuckers. So fucking count the fucks.
Keep track. We will be back in a few minutes.
All right.
All right. I did something here and it didn't work. So stand by. Dead air sucks. I'm not sure what happened. Wait, I got it. My bad. All right, stand by. Fuck you, coming up.
By the way, the fucking Dodgers fucking tied it up.
TDF, be right back.
Fuckers.
Thank you. Yes, she did.
To TDF Radio.
This isn't Tila Tequila. You don't need 5,000 friends to fuck Sean Merriman, all right?
Because you're a cheap Jewish douchebag.
I think it's going to stick.
Jesus.
Oh, man, save that clip.
TDF Radio, your girlfriends don't like us.
Shit, that sounded so good. I just needed to come in and say that.
See how I faded that in right there? Oh man, you're on the team.
That was sick. That was so sick. That sounded so good.
That should be my personal fact. I fucking hate Ike. Fuck Ike. Fuck.
Alright, welcome back. Hope that you refilled. So I refilled. I'm drinking Stone tonight. This is my I'm drinking literally my favorite beer. I figured the last home game, I got to be drinking what I want to drink.
That's good shit. Also, I like that you like the pale ale better than the IPA. Everybody likes the IPA better, but I think the pale's actually a better beer.
The overall. IPA is stronger.
It is.
You know, it'll fuck you up pretty quick. But the pale, I can drink this just all day. This is just a gorgeous, delicious beer.
It's a king among beers. I mean, if you're going to call Bud Light the prince and Budweiser the king, then this is the fucking emperor of beers then.
This is the fucking sultan. I like this beer so much.
The emperor of ales.
I love this beer so much. My family buys it for me when I go home to visit.
Nice.
It's that well known how much I love this stuff.
My parents do not know good beer from anything. My dad drinks Bud regular.
Ooh.
Blech. Whatever. I am drinking Maker's Mark Neat, and it is glorious, and I love it.
Hold on. Pass that over here a second.
Hell yeah. Guess how much that gigantic bottle of Maker's that I have was?
Wow.
Guess how much the gigantic bottle was?
Did you get it? Wait, you said Costco?
Yep, Costco. On special.
Like 16?
Oh, please. This is Maker's, bitch. It's more than that.
Sorry. I don't know whiskey.
Oh, it's like 29. But that's a fucking deal. This isn't Jack Daniels. Like, it's not like $16 for 1.75 liters.
Jack isn't even all that cheap.
No, it's not.
That's not bad.
Actually good either. Jack Daniels.
You know.
You didn't vomit immediately?
I didn't vomit immediately.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, good.
So we've got some stuff. We got some stuff to talk about here. So
Dodgers just grounded into a double play. Yeah.
We don't have like a TV going in the back. We have ESPN Gamecast.
Yeah.
Which I love. I love Gamecast.
In San Diego, it's kind of a problem because if you don't have Cox, you can't get Padre games because Cox has like all the exclusive rights. So if you have satellite or AT&T or shit, boom.
Yeah, I have AT&T.
You can't get Padre games.
No, I can't get
it's
it.
Kind of a problem.
We don't have this on our agenda or anything, but since we're sort of in talking about sports and broadcasting and whatnot, I wanted to get your take on the NFL blackout, the Chargers blackout this past weekend.
Well, I mean, it's Jacksonville. Do you know when the last time a home game was showed in Jacksonville? Like, never. I don't think Jacksonville has ever sold out, like, their own stadium. I mean, obviously, they see the away games because those don't get blacked out.
Right.
But Jacksonville never sells out their stadium.
So their fans don't get to see home games ever.
I think they're the 32nd most popular team in the NFL. Like Buffalo will sell out their games and shit.
Well, the reason I'm bringing it up is that, you know, this hasn't happened to the Bolts in about 6 years. They said, I was listening, that the last time that it was blocked out was 2004.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long time. But then, like, you know, look at what happened in the game. I'm sort of glad I didn't waste my time watching the Chargers win by, like, you know, 30.
Right. What do you think of the rule in general? Because it's NFL-wide, right?
Yeah, it is. Every city.
What do you think of it?
I mean, I hate to say it, but, like, since the rise of HDTV, let's be honest, like, it's better than real life, you know? I've been to a lot of NFL games.
Yeah.
I try to go to one a year at least. Most years, I go to at least one. A lot of years, I go to two. I try to go to a Chargers away game and a Chargers home game every year.
Yeah.
And in terms of being able to see everything,
TV is better.
It's better on TV.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate to say it, but I think football is a TV sport. And so I think I think that the policy makes sense from a, you know, we need to fill up the stadiums point of view.
Well, I was listening to some damn thing. I don't know. But the arguments that people were making were that, you know, the NFL now has a lot of different people to sort of, you know, cater to, not only the fans, but, you know, they have a TV market that they're deliberately cutting out, even though, you know, by blacking it out, you know what I mean? Like, you black it out and you're cutting off advertisement revenue locally. But then you're also fucking pissing off the fans.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you kind of like the rule.
I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying it makes sense.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, the NFL's got to do what they got to do in order to, you know, keep stadiums full.
But if people are going to stay home anyway.
Well, then.
Don't you think they ought to cater to the folks at home and not, you know, stick it to the, stick it to the fans?
I don't know. I mean,
in this economy,
the thing is, you got to sell out your home stadium. Like, otherwise, your team isn't sustainable.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know. I don't think the Bolts will be. I think a lot of this had to do with Jacksonville too. I mean, like,
people don't want to see Jacksonville.
Dude, nobody wants to see Jacksonville. I mean, nothing against Jacksonville. I actually think Jacksonville is like. I mean, this year they're horrible, but like a couple of years ago,
yeah,
they made the playoffs. They were like, they made the divisional round, and almost, this was the year that the Patriots made it to the Super Bowl and lost to the Giants. They lost to the Patriots, and it was a close game in the divisional round of the playoffs, and they had not had a single nationally televised game the entire season.
You seen Tom Brady lately?
Yes.
Looks like a chick.
He does. He's got, like, long hair. It's sort of like chin length. It's sort of weird.
But, I mean, he also looks like a bit manorexic, you know? Serious. Pull him up.
All right.
Pull him up. Like, he looks manorexic. It looks like he's trying to join Hanson. You know what I mean?
I didn't see that. Like this? This type of a picture?
No.
I just put him in Google Images right here. There's a bunch of, like, weird...
Put, like, new. Add new. Or something like that.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't look like this anymore. He's got all short hair in these pictures. Ooh, Gisele Bündchen. You're so fine. How many chins does he have there? 50.
Yeah, he's got that ass chin.
Yeah, he does have the ass chin. I don't know. But yeah, that's sort of getting there. He
it's
has longer
there.
Hair than that, though. Like, he literally, we're getting there.
Yeah, I mean, he's got sort of spray tan look now.
Yeah, he does. He does.
For those of you listening to the podcast at home, just, you know, Google the guy. I mean, he looks.
He has like chin length bangs. It is. I mean, not quite, but you know, it's getting there. And it. I mean, I don't know if Giselle is like owning him or what the deal is. I don't know.
It's not good.
Fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Tom Brady, fix that.
Yeah.
Get on it.
Don't get me wrong. I still think you're a good quarterback. Although, like, I hope you break a leg when you play the Chargers in a week or two.
Look at that one. Leather jacket.
Which one?
One up from that.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of.
Like you caught the Bieber fever, you know?
Oh, they're even talking about it. Tom Brady's Super Bowl cut. That's pretty awesome. When is this? June 15th, 2010. That's actually pretty recent. Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, he looks ridiculous.
He does a little bit. He does a little bit. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad. But
it's not good.
Yeah. Oh, actually, they're talking here. It's hard to think of anyone but Justin Bieber when we look at the new do.
You're welcome.
Wow. Good call.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
Nice.
Well, so let's kind of go back to where we were going. So
where were we going?
I think we came back from station, from a booze break, station ID.
Yeah.
And we had a beautifully mixed comeback song. That was awesome. You did that.
High five.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was going to talk about kind of a odd, awkward work story.
Yeah.
That's going to bring up, I think, many things.
Yeah.
I
got a good one. Or it's not that good, but it's solid.
Okay. Well, you know, you and I privately have discussed the benefits of the work deuce.
The paid to poop?
Right, the P2P.
The P2P.
The, you know, I didn't used to kind of be on that schedule.
I am definitely on that schedule.
But, you know, as I, you know, the more, somehow it shifted, something happened, I got on a work deuce schedule.
Probably the nasty food that I eat at lunch. that probably did it for me. You know, you have like mud bowl for lunch and then it's like, oh man, 2 p.m. comes along and I got a shit.
But so, I found a nice, clean, private bathroom.
I'm still looking for one of those.
Private, like staff only kind of bathroom, hidden away. And
I currently go to the other side of the building.
It's smart. You don't want to be around the people that you work with all
exactly.
the time.
Exactly.
Well, this particular bathroom has one urinal and one stall.
Can you like lock the door?
No.
Okay.
No. That's where this comes in.
Ah.
So, work deuce, kind of, you know, got in a rhythm here. Multiple, you know, I got in a rhythm almost daily. Almost daily.
Yeah.
So, I'm there, finish my business. Like, I walk in, close, lock the door, and I notice as I lock the door that the little knob, the little lock knob turned just slightly farther than normally does. I was like,
did you lock yourself in?
I was like, that's weird. Locked myself in the stall.
Nice.
So I'm trying to figure out, I'm taking the thing, turning it back, and it's just straight up broken. And the stall, I could get out underneath. But then, but it's pretty low, so I'm going to be like dragging myself across a bathroom floor.
Yeah, which is kind of nasty.
Which is nasty.
I almost think it, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do it at work, but like when there's somebody at the urinal next to me, I almost don't even like to be in flip-flops. It freaks me out a little bit, I'll be honest. I mean, I still do it, I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and so here I am, I go from the Cadillac of comfort to, you know, suddenly just being scared for my life.
Stomach down on the bathroom floor.
Yeah, and so I'm doing everything I can, shaking the stall, and somebody comes in. And
it was a violent deuce, huh?
And they're like, they come in and they go, "You stuck?" I was like, "Yeah," and I know who the dude is. I recognize his voice.
Yeah.
And I know that if he sees me, he's going to know, like, you know, I see this dude every day.
Was it like a monster stinker?
No, it wasn't. I don't.
Oh, whatever then. Who cares?
But it was just like, it's still, even though, you know, you can be proud of the work, Deuce, and everyone can know that you do the work,
Deuce. You just spent 15 minutes where you got paid money.
Right.
To shit.
You don't want to be, you don't want people, you don't want to see people as you're walking in, and you don't want to see people as you're walking out.
It's unavoidable in my office, but, you know, whatever.
It's it, but the thing is it's avoidable here, and I think it's sort of this unspoken rule that when the work deuce is happening,
you just clear out.
You just clear out. Mm-hmm. You go. It's respectful.
There are some people who bust that. Like, there's two stalls in my bathroom, and, like, there are people who, like, sort of see that somebody's in one of the stalls and just turn around and leave. If, like, if they're just using the urinal, like, whatever, they're using the urinal. But if they're, you know, if I'm taking a shit and you walk in the bathroom and you see that I'm taking a shit, you might just turn around and try another bathroom.
Right. Yeah. It's just, it's respectful.
I think so.
So the guy comes in. He's like, you stuck? I go, yeah. And he starts shaking the door on the other side. Like, he's trying to fix it. He's trying to get the thing going. And then he goes, hold on, I'll go get a screwdriver. He leaves, and I'm, like, sliding underneath that fucking thing. I'm like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to be in this stall being rescued like the dudes from Alive, like, from my, you know, tomb of shit. Like, I'm out of here. And
good reference, by the way, even though I haven't seen that whole movie.
Now I see the guy around, and I wonder, like, I wonder if he knows. I wonder if he knows it's me.
I'm sure he knows.
Ugh.
Whatever.
It's terrifying to get locked in a bathroom stall when your options are to drag your body across a dirty bathroom floor.
In your defense, probably the front of the stall is about the cleanest place in the bathroom, but still.
It's not clean.
No. It's still a bathroom floor.
It's still a bathroom floor.
There's syphilis on that shit.
Right.
So whatever.
You said that you've got one too.
It's not really embarrassing. But it's a good one.
Okay.
All right. So I, you know, my bathroom is set up at work, and it's like two urinals and two stalls, and then three sinks. And so I roll in there, and there's a dude. I don't see this guy that much. You know, I know who he is. He's sort of like the head of my department, and he's fucking taking a leak at the urinal. You know, not a big deal. And I roll up to the urinal next to him because, you know, they're right next to each other. Normally, you know, you leave the gap in the urinals, but,
right,
you know, when there's only two, that's not possible. He was using the taller one, so I had to use the fucking short one, which sucked, but, you know, whatever.
Little baby urinal.
The little baby urinal. And then, whatever. Unavoidable. So I roll up. I'm a little bit faster, taking a leak, drain the main vein, you know, still got the young prostate and shit.
Right.
And I'm washing my hands. And this guy, who, like, you know, meets with people all day, just fucking zips up, rolls out. And this guy is worth, like, a bajillion dollars. You can't spend the extra, like, 10 seconds to wash your fucking hands before you, like, shake hands with a whole bunch of people with that same hand. I mean, I know it's not that nasty, like, in reality. But in theory... It's disgusting.
When you're at work, you got to do it.
In practice, it's disgusting.
When
you're at work, wash your fucking hands, dude.
Yeah, like I'm not the type that washes my hands every time I fucking pee. But
yeah, maybe when you're like sitting at home, when you're like,
right,
about to masturbate, you're like, oh, I took a leak. Oh, I don't really need to because I'm about to masturbate. Whatever.
But you know, when you're at work, and I think even more, the added that when there's another person there. You gotta do it.
You gotta do it. You can't just, like, roll out after, like, the other guy saw you at the urinal. But what this really shows me is, like, this guy cares about nobody. And I sort of had respect for it.
Hmm.
Like, he doesn't give a shit about me at all.
No. That's how little, that's how little you...
That's how little I matter.
You register on his radar.
Yeah. Dude.
None.
For all practical purposes, I could be fucking invisible. And you know what?
Or maybe you were.
Altogether possible. I didn't fucking say anything to him. He didn't say anything to me. He may not know my name. And I'm okay with that.
Probably not going to shake his hand.
Absolutely not. Unless I just wipe my ass with it. Then I think I'm getting the better of the exchange.
Just kind of get it in there?
Get it in there, like, yeah.
Nice.
Smell it before. Make sure.
Well, I smell like your whiskey.
No. Shit does not smell like whiskey. Shit smells like shit, and whiskey smells like whiskey, which is amazing. But shit, that does not smell amazing.
Well, sometimes whiskey smells like shit.
That is true. I agree, but not this whiskey. This is a fine, not that expensive whiskey. Yeah. As I sip it.
Did you get it at that Ninja Costco?
Yeah, the Ninja Costco. You guys know about the Ninja Costco? Should we even tell them? I don't know.
No one's going to go out there. No one's going to drive, you know.
To BFE, to go to the Ninja Costco? Yeah. The Ninja Costco, nobody even knows where this shit is. It's like right off Market Street, past the 15. You're on Market, you leave downtown, you cross a bunch of fucking regular streets, you cross the 15, and it's on the left. It is empty all the time. I mean, empty relative to other Costcos. You will find parking, no problem.
I just noticed your couch.
Yeah, pretty badass. You want to take a seat on it later?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
You helped me move that couch in. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And the place that we moved it into was not pleasant.
Not well equipped for such a thing. And by that, we mean the elevator. It was larger than the elevator slightly.
Mm-hmm. Just slightly.
It was like literally another 8 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Another cock's length.
What are you going to do?
You're going to not fit it into the elevator, and then we're going to have to carry it up the stairs.
Which is what we did. And
that sucked.
That sucked. So let's check in on the Padres and Dodgers.
It's still 1-1. Nothing interesting is going on. Latos is pitching, who's, you know, Padres stud. Man on first, one out. No big deal.
And who singled the center?
For a call. Who the fuck cares?
There you go. Oh.
Although Ethier is sort of, he's been owning the Padres.
Yeah?
That guy, yeah.
So, let's get...
Two outs, but it's not registering who the second out is.
Let's update kind of what's going on in your gambling and sports world.
Not a whole lot, but...
You won some money on the Padres for them winning more than 72 games.
I mean, in a lot of cases, I don't really bet that much on baseball because, you know, shit happens and, like... I don't want to say baseball is a very efficient sport, but it just takes a lot of time, and fuck that. Like, I'm busy. So in a lot of, like, what I did is I basically, like, just bet on a lot of futures over the whole season. So who's going to, like, do what over the season? A lot of, like, how many games this team's going to win, how many games this team's going to win. So
any of those coming in?
Yeah, a couple of them have come in. I believe that it is now impossible for Pittsburgh to win 71 games this season. Mm-hmm. So I think I win the under on that.
Way to go.
I had 70.5. Under.
Nice.
Yeah, they are the worst team in the in Major League Baseball. I had the Padres over 71.5. You know, they were supposed to be the third worst team in Major League Baseball this season. They are not.
How about that?
Also, Toronto was supposed to be the second worst team in Major League Baseball. I had them to win over 71 games.
Huh.
And they've won, like, I don't know, 78 games or something. They're over 500. I mean, you know, they're in the same division as Boston and the Tampa Bay and the Yankees. So, you know, they'll never make the playoffs. They're still, like, 20 games out of the playoffs.
Right.
But, you know, they're good enough, I guess. So, yeah, some of that shit's coming in. Some of the shit's going to lose. I really hope the Angels don't win 83 games, you know, because I'm a douche.
Well.
Yeah, that shit paid great money, too, because everybody's like, oh, the Angels are good. And I was like, no, their team got gutted. So, yeah, I don't know. I got some action going. It's not all winners. There's losers, too. I think I bet the White Sox to win under 83 games or something, and that's not going to happen. They're definitely going to win 83 games. So, you know, it's not all winners. There's losers involved. But it whether I end up making money or whether I make, like, I mean, you know, it's not going to be a big win or a big loss either way, but there's a couple teams that sort of decide whether it's a big win or a big loss. the Angels. I really hope the A's can somehow manage to win 81 games. Somehow.
Where are they at?
Oh, they're like one game over 500 or right at 500 or something like that. So, I mean, and 81 games is 500. So, I mean, all they got to do is like win 50% of the remainder of their games and I win. A couple other teams. St. Louis. I don't know. Hmm. Whatever. The Cubs are terrible this year. That's great for me.
Cubs are coming to town soon, right?
Yeah, they are. They are. Yeah, I think... So we're at L.A., and then we host, I think, the Reds and the Cubs, and then we go at San Francisco. At San Francisco, I think, is going to decide it all. It's going to, which makes for great baseball.
Yeah.
I have to say, the Padres are at least getting, ooh, that's bad. Oh, shit. L.A. scored. Fuck. and it's Ethier. Fucking bitch. That guy always owns the Padres. Anyway, you know, it makes for great baseball, and it is sort of surprising that the Padres are getting nationally televised games, which is, you know, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, normally that never happens, but the fact that they're, you know, competitive for the wild card, competitive for the division, and, you know, there's a lot of San Francisco fans, so, you know, Padres get some nationally televised games out of that.
It'd be awesome.
Can't complain.
Yeah. Good for them.
Gotta work your payroll that's just a little bit over what A-Rod's making this year.
Yeah, I mean, following that, you know, the divorce of the...
Yeah.
And apparently the Dodgers are going through the same shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, you saw how, what is it, Manny got out of there as quickly as possible once the money dried up.
Mm-hmm. So, one thing I heard about today, I was driving for... I was actually driving back from the desert this morning. One thing I heard about was that the Padres have a AAA team that I think are out of Portland, Portland Beavers.
They just closed. Portland Beavers are gone.
They're working to bring them here
to San Diego?
To Escondido.
Oh, weird.
They're working to build a AAA stadium in Escondido. And
that'll cost all of, like, you know, $300,000 or something.
Well, it's actually going to cost $300,000 to do the study on it.
Which really?
Yes, to just do, like, the environmental impact and cost study, which is just ironic in itself that they're looking to see how much it's going to cost and they're spending $300,000 to see how much it's going to cost.
Jesus.
But then if it gets approved, apparently the stadium's going to cost $50 million to make.
$50 million to make like a
AAA ballpark.
I mean, does part of that include like tearing down people's houses and compensating them or something? I mean, literally, this is a fucking AAA stadium.
Yeah, you could play it high school stadium.
Yeah, exactly. This is like this is high school stadium quality. Have you ever? I mean, I've been to spring training. The stadiums are a little bit nicer than like my high school. Not that much nicer than my high school. I mean, we had some top prospects out of my high school, so whatever.
Yeah, we didn't.
Yeah. That's surprising.
We had one guy who was pitching in the 90s.
Pretty much all of Southern California like has prospects.
Well, we had one guy that was like real good, but he was kind of an idiot. He was pitching in the 90s like in eighth grade.
Wow.
And continued pitching in the 90s through high school. But this is a guy who like had to go to the hospital because he bruised his nuts doing something stupid. He was like, he pulled me aside one morning. He was like, dude, Todd, can I tell you something? I don't know if you see me walking around funny or whatever, but I have a contusion on my left testicle. And he was too stupid to use bruise because he went to a doc, like, to know what contusion was, like, by himself.
Nice.
He had gone to the doctor the day before.
And the doctor was like, you have a contusion.
You have a contusion on your testicle. Apparently, he was using one of those,
tell me he airsoft gunned his balls.
No.
Please.
No, what he did was, you know those extension cord rolling things?
Yes.
You know how one end...
Did he pinch his balls in there?
No. The thing was flipping around and...
Ooh. Whipped him right in, like the end of the cord,
the thing
whipped him
just
in the balls?
Whipped him in the balls.
Oh, man.
Like a couple times.
Oh.
So that was our hot prospect.
Wow.
So I think he ended up going to community college and then not doing much after that.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. Padres are doing okay. They need to fucking win this game. Oh, shit. Whoop. I almost knocked my mic out there.
Are we still good? Yeah, we're still good.
So. Yeah, I can hear myself.
That's good.
Oh. Dude, Miguel Tejada, what a fucking pimp. I watched him hit a homer yesterday. It was balling.
Which,
not the game. No. I was sitting at a burger place, eating a burger, and watching him hit home runs and make the Padres win. But yeah, no, I mean, I have we talked about this on the show about how Ray and I, we used to go to spring training out in Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if we talked about it on the show.
Yeah, but that shit's bomb. By the way, spring training's a shit. But those ballparks, I mean, some of them are pretty cool, but some of them, they're high school quality.
Yeah.
Like, literally, it's like four levels of bleachers, and that's it.
Huh.
And I would assume that AAA is even worse than that. Because, I mean, at least in spring training, you're seeing some pros.
Right.
Whereas in AAA, like, you're not. I mean, some of them are going to move up, but, like, you don't know which ones.
Or it's people coming back from the disabled list.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that could be cool. See people at, you know, 50% of their prime.
What's his name? Pitcher for the Yankees was just in, trying to remember his name. I don't really care. I don't really care what his name is, but he was just pitching AAA.
I mean, a bunch of those guys. I mean, anytime you go to the disabled list, you know, Chris Young, he's making like $6 million for the Padres. He's pitched a bunch of shit in fucking AAA and AA, wherever it is. What do they have? Lake Elsinore, and they used to have Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's one.
I was up in Portland recently, and while I was up there, that's when they closed it down, and they were like, yep, fuck that. I don't know whether it was like Portland wasn't willing to spend the money, but meh.
I'm considering a mobile podcast. There's either a single, double, or triple A ballpark out where I'm moving. I think it could be fun.
Do you know what team?
No. No.
Not that it matters.
No, it doesn't matter. But that could be it. That could be awesome.
That could be good, other than the fact that it's going to be fucking loud, probably.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do it. See how it turns out, and then just fucking cut it. If it
then
doesn't
cut
work
it. Don't
out.
Put it on air.
Yeah. Unless we figure out the live shit by then it's just going to sound like dog shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think?
Have we gotten through the agenda?
We got through the agenda. You know what, though?
Padres are losing 1-2. Damn it.
You know what? That's something that we can talk about real quick. It's Wave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so we've talked about this before, I know, that we are one of the, like, six people. Well, we are four of the six people who use Google Wave. Stacy doesn't really use it, so three of the six people. Like, we are 50% of Google Wave's entire usership.
We must be.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's awesome for us. You know, all
it's
of
great.
Us, all of us are in different, you know, doing different things, and to set up the show, we start a Google Wave.
You wave it up.
And we can edit the show's agenda.
Put in little videos that we're going to show or whatever, little audio clips if we're going to do that.
That's great. But apparently...
Google's shutting that shit down.
It's shutting it down. Well,
allegedly. They talked about it a long time ago, and it's still working.
Well, what they said was that they're just closing... That apparently nobody's making anything for it. That they were leaving it... They're kind of leaving it the client or whatever it is open and available for people to use, but they're not letting anybody do any more work to it. That they're kind of just abandoning it, letting people use it as is.
Well, I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
It works all right.
It works great.
Yeah.
Google Wave is awesome.
Yeah. So Google, work on this shit.
Yeah.
Google Wave's badass.
Yeah. Google Wave.
Pay me a shitload of money, I will figure out Google Wave and work on it.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You want to get moving?
Sure.
We've hit the...
Oh, you know what, though? I do want to say a couple more things gambling related. We got to talk NFL a little bit.
We should talk
a
NFL.
A little bit. All right? We got to talk gambling. We got to talk NFL. I mean, just in general, you know, the Chargers. I still think they're going to be okay.
1-1.
Yeah, 1-1, but like our division's still dog shit. I mean, all these
all these people predicting the Chiefs, good luck. Dude, the Chiefs are fucking horrible. I mean, yeah, they beat the Chargers. Whatever, man. Shit happens. You beat the fucking Chargers week one. When was the last time we won?
In week one.
in our first 4 weeks. Happens like 50%. All right?
Well, not with North Turner anyway.
Yeah, true. Actually, even Marty's last year, I think we opened 2-2 and then went 12-0 after that.
Really? No, I'm not sure that...
I'm pulling it up right here.
You can pull it up.
Yeah, I'm pulling it up. I know in the first, maybe we went 1-1, because I know one of our first couple games was against Baltimore, where we lost to Baltimore at home, and people were like, lost to Baltimore. I don't know. Whatever. Let's see if we can pull it up here.
Has anyone talked about, Rivers had been talking about, like, during the game? Rivers was pretty fired up during game one, yelling, talking shit like he always does.
Let's see here. Yeah, okay, so we lost to Baltimore in week four. We had a bye week week three.
That's early.
Where was our other loss?
Yeah, see, which is...
We had another loss that year. Oh, we lost to Kansas City week seven. All right. Well, I mean, okay, so we lost week four and seven. I don't know. No, I guess that's pretty normal. That was the last year under Marty. Good old Schottenheimer, who, like, you know, a bunch of people were like, good riddance to Schottenheimer. Fucking, you know, whatever. Can't get it done in the postseason. I'm like, dude, he went 14-2. We want this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, get Ray on here. Ray, I remember the day that Schottenheimer got fired. I remember this shit. And Ray is like, he can't get it done in the postseason. And I was like, I don't give a shit. If he goes 14-2 regularly,
you don't get
we're going to make the postseason enough. We can win half those games, and we'll eventually win the Super Bowl. I don't give a shit.
But yeah, how do you get rid of a winning coach,
dude? Not just a winning coach. I mean, I could see like a 9-7 season when like you're expecting like an 11-5 season and be like, oh, the guy only went 9-7. Fuck him. But yeah. Like, dude, you got rid of the guy with the best record in the NFL
and picked up a guy with a losing record.
I mean, just in general. I mean,
play the numbers.
Play the numbers, but also, I'm starting to have doubts about AJ Smith, just in general.
Yeah,
I am. I'm going to go on this rant for like 5 minutes. Nah, maybe like 2 minutes, and then we'll be done. This is sort of already a long one. But like, all right. So I don't know if you saw the news today, but so basically, the Chargers had an ultimatum from the league. Basically, if we could have traded Vincent Jackson by last night, mm-hmm. by the end of Wednesday, like he would be suspended for fewer games and therefore worth more to another team.
Right.
Okay. And and we were like, I guess there were teams willing to pay him enough money for him to go, which he already wanted a shitload of money. He's stupid. Whatever. Fucking two DUIs, obviously you're trouble. Like.
Yeah,
these players don't realize when you get two fucking DUIs, it's like knock a couple million dollars off of my fucking salary because I'm considered trouble now.
Right.
And when you're considered trouble, like, you lose money. A DUI in the NFL, like, you just lost probably $500,000 of salary.
Just as bad as a DUI in any other, you know, in any other walk of life.
It's probably worse. Like, if I get a DUI, like, my job doesn't even know about it. But, like, when Vincent Jackson gets a DUI... And especially when Vincent Jackson gets his second DUI, other teams are like, we don't really want him.
Yeah.
If he got zero DUIs, trust me, we would have had no issues getting rid of Vincent Jackson.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever. But at the same time, so we could have gotten like the Vikings, here's the reports I hear. They offered like a second as their initial offer, so we probably could have got like a second and a little bit more. But AJ Smith held on for a second and a third, or worst case scenario, a second and a fourth. And he got nothing. So what's going to happen is Vincent Jackson is going to sit out this year. And then, depending on how the collective bargaining agreement works out in the offseason, like, we might only get a compensation draft pick, which will be like a third.
Huh.
One third. So, I mean, like, I just have to say, I mean, AJ Smith, as much as, like, you've done a couple good trades, you know, getting rid of Michael Vick. Fucking genius. We had the first round. We had first overall pick that year. We traded away our first overall pick. That's how we got LT and Moore
mm.
instead of Michael Vick. trading away the Eli Manning pick, amazing. You know, getting Phillip Rivers, getting Sean Merriman, getting Nate Kading, good shit. No issues with that. You've done well, but at a couple times, you know, you've tried to hold on to somebody too much and not let them go, and then we end up getting nothing for a player. Like, you know, when we held on to try to, when we were like, oh, we have Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers, what are we going to do? And in the end, like, we probably could have traded away Drew Brees. We ended up just releasing him because nobody gave us the right amount of whatever. And so, like, we got nothing for Drew Brees. Zero. Which is not that big of a deal. Drew Brees wasn't worth that much at that time because he sort of, like, just broke his leg or something. Then he went off and won a Super Bowl. Then, like, but if it was just one, it wouldn't be a big deal. But, like, the same thing happened with Michael Turner. We were holding on to Michael Turner, and we're like, we want a first and a second or a first and a third. Anyway, we ended up holding on to him, waiting out through his contract. He got like 75 fucking carries that year, not even that much work. At the end of the year, we didn't pay for him. We released him, and Atlanta signed him, and we got nothing. So again, like, we could have traded away a player, maybe gotten like a first, maybe not a first and a third, maybe just a first, maybe like a second and a third. I don't know.
Something.
But instead, we got nothing. All right? And then... now the same thing is going to happen with Vincent Jackson. You know,
now,
we're going
to
get
Jackson,
nothing.
In addition to his league suspension, he's holding out on his contract, right?
Yeah. I mean, and at the same, well, here's basically what happened. And I understand, I mean, you know, I understand our position and I understand his position completely. I don't think either side is in the wrong. So here's the deal. Vincent Jackson has had two pretty big years. All right. And the Chargers are not willing to sign him to a long-term deal, probably because of his two DUIs, which is trouble. Moral of the story, Vincent Jackson, don't get any more DUIs. It's fucking stupid. Fucking call a $10 taxi. You make fucking like $5 million a year. Anyway, all right. So this rant is lasting a little bit longer, but whatever. Yeah. I'm going to keep going.
Go.
I'm going to go. So
hit it like you hate it.
I am hitting it. So, all right. So whatever. Vincent Jackson's had two big years. He's like, I want to get paid. Cause like in the NFL, when you've had good years, like you want to get paid cause you never know when you're going to get injured and that's going to be the end of your career. I get it. You want to make your fucking money when you can. And the Chargers weren't willing to sign into a long-term deal. They're like, we'll give you $3.2 million this year, which is like good, but he can get more elsewhere.
Right.
The contract that he's looking for is 5-year, $50 million. With like $15 million guaranteed or something like that. He wants to make $10 million a year for 5 years if he's healthy. And if he's not healthy, he wants to be guaranteed $15 million. And what the Chargers were willing to do is be like, we'll give you 1 year, just this year, and then, you know, we'll talk later, and we're going to give you $3.4 million or $3.2 million. I understand wanting to negotiate if you're in his position.
Sure.
Even if he negotiates and only gets $40 million over 5 years, dude. You want that. I get his position.
Sure. What do you think he's actually going to get?
Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of like $7 to $8 million a year.
Mm.
He's going to get a shitload of money. I understand, just not this year. Yeah, he's getting nothing. He's going to make like league minimum, like $300,000 this year.
Mm.
So he's going to make nothing this year, but I understand his position completely and not wanting to play for the amount of money that the Chargers were going to pay him. Even after this year, he's still going to be worth like $7 million a year. So I get where he's coming from completely.
Sure.
No fault to him.
Huh?
Now the Chargers, I get their position completely too. This guy's fucking trouble. Why do we want to sign this guy to a long-term deal? We don't. All right? I don't want him. Now, I don't get why we're not paying Marcus McNeil. That's another story because, like, left tackle, more important than wide receiver.
Right.
Whatever. But I don't know. Just to wrap it up, like, I get both people's positions, both the Chargers and Vincent Jackson. So when you come to an impasse like that, what you do is you fucking deal him and you get something instead of don't deal him and get nothing and just, like, spite him and make him sit out a year and play for $300,000.
So,
and by play, I mean sit at home and make $300,000. So I don't know. It makes me sort of doubt that A.J. Smith is good.
How like in is he with like the Spanos family?
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, they fired Marty over him. There was no issues with Marty other than Marty and AJ Smith weren't talking. Like, they would send messengers to give messages between them because they weren't talking at all. And basically, like, Norv is like a pushover for AJ Smith. Like, so that's why it's all good there.
Well, I, you know, just we went out there with just things.
Exactly.
Lost, you know,
they were a good team.
You know.
Fucking Norv Turner. I don't actually think Norv Turner's that bad. But like,
I'm bitter. I'm still bitter about Marty. I'm bitter about Marty for sure. It's fucking stupid. It's fucking stupid.
Here's what I think. Like, I hate to say it, but you know how Archie Manning told Eli Manning, like, you don't want to play for San Diego? Don't sign for them?
Maybe he was onto something.
He might have been. It's actually funny. Like, this shit was all in the press today, but basically, like, Vincent Jackson's agent called out AJ Smith and was like, you know, there were teams that wanted to get this deal done. Vincent Jackson wanted to get this deal done. The Chargers were the ones that didn't want to get this deal done. Like, Archie Manning was right. And,
ooh. Ooh.
And you know what? Like, I hate to say it, there may be truth to that statement.
Might be some truth, sure.
You know, we'll see how things turn out, but, you know. Let me just say, if we get nothing for Vincent Jackson, no compensation whatsoever, we lost out big time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even if you don't like him, get something.
Yeah.
Get a second round pick.
Get something.
Fuck. Could turn into an Eric Weddle. You know, Vincent Jackson wasn't even a second round pick. Maybe it'll turn into the next Vincent Jackson that you can deal.
Yeah. Tom Brady,
sixth round pick. Yeah.
I'll take that sixth round.
How about Tony Romo? He wasn't even drafted. You know, get the next Tony Romo and then deal him. Make some shit out of nothing.
Seriously.
I don't know. It just makes me doubt his savvy.
Let's all start a petition to get James in the front office of the Chargers.
Oh, no, no, no. Trust me. I'm just saying. I don't deserve a team.
I'm not trying to say I deserve a team. All I'm saying is like, I see where Vincent Jackson's agent is coming from, and maybe there's truth to that statement.
Maybe. It's pretty bold. It's pretty bold. Because everyone in San Diego hates the Manning family as a result.
Yeah. Although at the same time, Eli is somewhat forgiven after he like beat the Patriots.
Yeah.
I forgave him. It's all right. I have nothing against Eli. I mean, I don't think he's good. I still think Peyton's like, you know.
He's godlike. Peyton is godlike.
Yeah. I still think we got the better of the trade.
Yeah.
Give me Philip or give me Eli. I'll take Philip.
No.
Plus more. Yeah. No, you know, I think AJ Smith has done some good trades, but at the same time, like, you know, look at these couple situations where we got nothing for top players.
Get something.
Get something. Get a fucking first round pick. Make it into something. Don't make it into Buster Davis, please. Sorry.
Well, it's about that time, at least for me.
Yeah, I hear you. The whiskey's definitely kicking in.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Good for you.
Look at me. I just went on like a rant for like 20 minutes.
It's true. You only do that after, you know, things are really cooking.
The wheels need to be greased.
I think you greased yourself nicely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and...
play the outro.
We'll play the outro.
So, by the way... Don't forget, visit us at TDF Radio, and we're on Facebook, facebook.com/TDF Radio.
Something like that.
You can search on Facebook.
Search TDF Radio.
I'm pretty sure it's facebook.com/TDF Radio.
I don't think it works that way.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm checking it right now. I'm even doing it over my wave window so that we can't go back. you're totally right.
I knew I was right.
Yeah, all right. So, search Facebook for TDF Radio. It totally comes up. It's the first hit. What the fuck is TDM Radio? That's like the next thing? Huh. Interesting.
Well, don't do this again. How do I keep fucking this up?
Is your computer broken?
Probably not.
I probably have the song. I could probably bust it out.
Oh, I know. I keep turning the knob down. I got it.
By the way, the Padres are still down 1-2.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, we know that it's been some time that we've been back here.
That's it. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Times are strange. But we're going to try and do our best to make sure that it's not this long between broadcasts next time.
Hell yeah.
So for my absent colleagues, Stacy and Ray,
bring it next time.
They're going to bring it. James Ridgewood, Todd Worthington.
We're out.
You just gotta lick your thumb.